I'll be back. So
yeah,
what do you want to do as well?
So I have got something on till about 1.
Cool.
Is that all right? Till about 1.
Yeah, fine. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then what I was going to do, I'll see if I've got time now, is pull some of the material. Well, we basically got that stuff in your fridge, haven't we?
Yeah, I'll take it out ahead of time so it's not too cold as well.
Yeah, and then I was going to try and get some other like green materials from here.
I've got some seaweed as well.
Oh, cool. What is a liquid?
Yeah.
Maybe we just try a few different ones or something.
I did that yesterday, actually. I did do that. So if we've got time, we've got the results from that because I did seaweed definitely yesterday.
Cool.
I've got loads of that, liters of it. So yeah, we could do that and then we could get some from the roof. But that would be today, wouldn't it?
No, but I was thinking if I got it today and just left it overnight, I could try. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just before I go, maybe. I'll go and see. Yeah, if we've got time.
Cool.
So what are you guys making then?
We're doing plant-based developers.
Oh, this is it.
So what are you going to make? Plant-based developer?
Ecological photochemistry.
Yeah, exactly. I need to remember to bring some film in.
Yeah, I do.
I've got some. And the camera.
Cool. There's some film in the fridge.
Oh, black and white.
I've got some as well.
Yeah.
I've got
loads at home.
There might be some black and white.
Yeah, because we were just going to shoot a roll quick, couldn't we? Yeah. Definitely.
We could even cut, like, develop half rolls as well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, test it. Yeah, because we could do that in the dark, couldn't we? Like, just put a little bit on a spool.
Yeah, like 5 frames.
Yeah, cut it, and then, yeah, that'd be quite nice, actually.
Saves a bit of film,
don't
it?
And I was thinking we could eventually do some, like, maybe I could do that tomorrow as well. Photogrammy stuff, like Lumini, you know, like basically use photographic paper. But like there's various, like, you know, because we're doing this building, aren't we? Mm. Like doors with windows on them and stuff.
Yes, weird.
With the, I want to get some crosshatch.
Let's do that.
Like crosshatch, can we do, we can leave it for ages and get the crosshatch. Yeah.
We looked out with this completely because we got this building rather than like.
So what are you do? So what?
So basically, there's three pairs. Dave and Jenny, between filmmaking and photography, and they've got soda, and then David Jackson and Duncan have got the library, and we've got the art school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I was like, everyone's doing that. I was like, actually,
quite interested in the art school.
It's been like quite competitive, which is nice.
They met in the pub the other day.
Jenny and Dave.
Duncan and Dave.
Jenny and Dave
met
as well recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is it a
competition
between
you?
I don't know what it is.
It's not meant to be, but it's sort of become one.
So what will it become? Is it aim for it to be?
No idea.
It's been quite a slow burn, right?
Yeah, it started ages ago. No one did anything, really. But
our students. Yeah.
Now we're like,
I think we were seeing it on a conversation and it's like, starts the whole thing. I've seen you and Charlotte talking. Is it about things?
Yeah. I saw Duncan and David having a beer.
Yeah, well, that's what it was
Beer in town.
Yeah, no, Duncan told me yesterday they went for a beer.
They went off-site.
Off-site beer.
That's definitely like...
It's upping the ante, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely quite clandestine.
Yeah.
We're going to San Marino beer, by the way, if you want to find.
What's that?
We're going to San Marino beer, if you want to
find. And a bit, he means like 5.
5, yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I've got to go back, unfortunately.
You can not have a clandestine meeting.
No,
that would be very clandestine in San Juan, would it?
Well, it depends on Well, text me when you go.
Yes,
I should be still here, but...
I will be, because we've got to take all that shit back. So, enjoy your...
Thank you, you're part of it now.
Okay. Yeah, so in terms of, like... Putting image, I would like to put images with it if we can or if it's acceptable.
So.
But like, yeah, it's just thinking
like,
about when, like, the logistics of that.
I think even if we don't manage to do a riso, right, we could still do scans of the objects.
Yeah, yeah.
Like quite quickly, even if you do it when I'm teaching or like.
Yeah,
like, quite interesting about maybe.
Well, that's a conversation then, isn't it?
Could that be quite interesting?
Yeah.
Like if we have the same amount of things, and like we have to. Both do something with them differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Or could we just like scan it for like beginning?
What we could also do is one of us photocopy it, scan it, or photocopy it, and then the other person has that,
and then does something
with that. Okay, cool. And then so it's like additive. Like,
so what if you, because you, okay, in the morning, you're teaching in the morning.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. And then
I think I start at ten though. So I could, if I get in before a bit before ten, I could probably do something before teaching starts.
We're taking them to the AI site, so we're meeting them at Piccadilly. But if you did do anything, then I can do something when you're not here.
Yeah.
And then you on Thursday morning could do something else, and then I've you got the Thursday morning.
Yeah, I've got busy. Thursday. No, Thursday afternoon I could do something.
Yeah, and then I can do something in the morning. If not.
Yeah, let's do it like that.
Even if that's like, and then you can send me what you do, I send you what. That could be quite interesting.
Yeah.
I think in the relationship of like the building site, it's like you, like I think it's quite interesting of how you scavenge things and you find them, and then like pictures I take of building sites is like through the, like potentially like through the wire of them.
Yeah, the viewpoint of it. If you share like whatever you do with your material, I share whatever I do with my material, and then we can always, and then we could add on to that, or we could just swap materials.
Yeah.
Like you could do something with the materials, and I could do something with your pictures.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Like there's two versions. Yeah, there's a few versions, aren't there?
Well, I can make a folder of some images that I have, and then I think the idea that there's a collection of materials that can be used in different ways.
Yeah, totally.
And then within how we kind of put it together for the wild, it could just be like a quick video of the material alongside the conversation that they can be inputted quite easily.
Because some of the objects are kind of 3D because they're the way that they scan or photocopy.
I think the depth of them
might be quite nice.
But even the sounds of them are like something, like, you know, when you move them around. I think even when, you know, when you gave them to one day and you put them down, it was like this like clattering. Yeah. It was like quite interesting.
No, that's a good idea to make sound recordings of the process of doing it, just not the photocopy or whatever. Yeah, the sound of it's quite nice, isn't it?
And that's the kind of sound that you, like when kind of moving through like a city anyway, there's like these other sounds that kind of appear in a sense.
Or a video from above, it's just fine, like, then it need to be, like, locked off.
Well, I'm going to the AI building site, but nothing's in there, so I can try.
Where is that?
It's, so apparently they're building where, you know where Ancoats is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and there's all the fancy kind of, like, waterfront, canal front. So just before that, there's, like, there's an old retail shopping centre that's been, like, taken down. And there's this big patch that's been stayed kind of empty for years, that all the skateboarders used. That now apparently it's going to become an AI government site.
In the
sense of kind of Ancoats, that Ancoats, like socially and like in the past, there's always been kind of a mill kind of location where they like textile and different kind of mills around. Mm-hmm. And it's quite interesting that they're putting kind of a new industry within kind of an actual real industry of Manchester, an industrial stage.
And they
want to make it, obviously they want to make it a very kind of Google, similar to Google site, that's going to have potentially 25 stories, and it's going to be shiny, it's going to have a park, it might have like, not playgrounds, but kind of the idea that it immerses itself as an industry, as an AI international.
Hi.
It's Tabby.
Hi. I'm having just a meeting now.
Oh, sorry.
Do you want to meet me in like 5 minutes, ten minutes? If not, Richard's in as well, if you want to catch up with him.
Oh, do you know where he would be?
He's just in the office, I think. Yeah, but if not, I'll see you in a minute.
Thank you.
I should come in now. It's weird.
Is she first year?
Yeah, she's first year, but she's like, I think she was ill. Anyway.
Yeah.
So this meant to be that there's going to be this massive building in the middle of Ancoats. But now it's kind of been, over time, now it's been kind of enclosed, closed off, and it's got this green fencing.
Oh, right.
So it looks like you can't really enter it anymore. So the idea is that it would be, like, on Friday we're going to map and sections of it in, like, different, using values in different materials. So, like, with carbon paper or kind of a photo paper. Then it might become something else over time, as in like an industrial site.
Yeah, yeah.
but we don't really know what it's going to be. And there's no kind of, there's just a lot of money being put. But it's quite.
I guess it's not, the building's not started yet.
No, it's nothing started. They've just closed it now.
Yeah.
But it's like interesting that they use this like very green kind of metal fencing that you can't really see through it anymore.
Okay.
You know, some fencing,
because
like,
normally you can see through, yeah.
They've made these like very block corporate like looking sections.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, yeah.
But it's quite massive. And all the skateboarders used to go, and they made like a whole ramp in the middle of it. And it's not that anymore.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, yeah.
It's like now it's a weird of space. Okay.
Yeah, so that sounds good about kind of just making stuff and then sharing it as we go. And so if we've got a folder of materials,
we can do that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Can we just and then we can, as we go, we can scan the digital stuff can be put in the same folder, can't it? As a resource.
And then it'd be nice to, within the writer, like if you have scans and then of some of your objects as well, and we can map some as well, and we like they look quite nice as a digital like scan.
Because
you know, like you could make something and then restructure it.
Totally.
Like map it as well. Be nice, like collage them.
Because I was thinking they kind of, they feel like you can build them, don't they?
They all got the similar shape as well. The similar shape makes it you could create a domino effect.
A continuous loop. No, exactly. There's sort of there's a feeling of them that feels like it could be folded up or out and stuff.
Yeah.
Like plans or something.
I also like they never seem to finish because you're always collecting them and they feel so continuous.
Well, there's periods where there aren't many around, and then suddenly I'm like, oh, they've stopped that part of the building, and then suddenly there are some again. So it just feels like it feels quite random when there's lots of them over a period, or there's a couple every time I go past, or there's none for weeks, and then they start up again. But I walked the other way. Like the big structure, so I always go down one side. But I was walking unbeknownst down the other side, and there were loads down there that I didn't realise that were there, and they'd been there for ages, I think, because obviously no one was picking them up, and they've all kind of gone underneath. So some of them, there's one that I can't reach. I've reached most of them. They were behind like a barrier, but I put my hand through and pulled some out. But one I can't reach, so it's kind of like it's still there. And I like the way some are damaged.
Yeah, some of them are folded, aren't they?
Yeah.
I still got the one you gave me and it's at home. Robin was like, what is this? And I was well, you don't know. It's a mystery artifact.
It's the facade.
Okay, well, we've got a plan.
Yeah, yeah.
We can do that.
That sounds good.
So between now and Thursday?
Yeah, next Thursday. And so I'll do some of it on Thursday, but that's the last day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
That sounds good. Tomorrow morning, I think I'll just do it before the session.
Nice.
It's a busy day tomorrow because we're going out to the garden centre as well. For this other thing for collabs, Cool. Okay. Nice one.
Minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Right. 48.